This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Filing of nominations will begin today for Tamil Nadu Assembly elections and first phase of Assembly polls in West Bengal with the issuance of notifications. All 234 Assembly constituencies of Tamil Nadu will go to polls on 23rd of April in a single phase. The nominations for Tamil Nadu will close on 6th of April, while scrutiny of nominations will be taken up the next day. The last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th of April. In West Bengal, 152 Assembly constituencies will go to polls on the 23rd of April in the first phase. The last date filing of nominations is 6th April, while the scrutiny will take place next day. The last date of withdrawal of candidature is 9th of next month. The notification for the second phase of Assembly elections in West Bengal to be issued on 2nd of April. 142 Assembly constituencies will go to polls in this phase on the 29th of April. In a major administrative overhaul in West Bengal, the Election Commission has removed the officers in charge of 170 police stations across the state, including high-profile Assembly constituencies like Bhavanipur and Nandigram. Based on the recommendations from the Chief Electoral Officer's Department, the Commission has approved the transfer and realignment of a total of 184 police officials, including 11 high-ranking officers. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address the party workers of Assam and Puducherry under Mera Booth Sabse Mazboot Samvad via Namo app today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Assam's progress in the last decade is for everyone to see and the state is known for its developmental strides across sectors. Mr. Modi further noted that due to the development work, people are all set for 5 more years of the double-engine NDA government. Two more Indian-flagged LPG tankers carrying 94,000 tons of LPG have crossed the war-affected Strait of Hormuz. The two LPG carriers, BWTYR and BWELM, are expected to reach Indian shores in the next couple of days. While BWTYR is expected to arrive in Mumbai tomorrow, BWELM is en route to New Mangalore with an estimated arrival date of 1st of April. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support the customers. Government has issued a gazette notification allowing the distribution of superior kerosene oil under the public distribution system to 21 states and union territories, citing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. In a notification, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas allowed designated fuel stations in kerosene-free states and union territories to store and distribute superior kerosene oil for household use. The move is aimed at supporting cooking and lighting needs in areas that had phased out kerosene under normal conditions. The notification has come into effect immediately and will remain valid for 60 days or until further orders. Iran's parliamentary speaker has accused the United States of secretly planning a ground invasion, despite appearing to pursue diplomatic efforts to end the Middle East conflict. Speaker Mohammad Baghir Kalibaf said that Iranian forces are ready to respond if U.S. troops enter the country, warning that they would be set on fire and pledging retaliation against regional partners. The chief of the U.S. Central Command, Admiral Brad Cooper, met with Lieutenant General Eyal Zamir and senior Israeli military officials in Israel to discuss the ongoing conflict with Iran. The IMD has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm over Delhi, Chandigarh, Haryana, East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Madhya Maharashtra, Punjab and Uttarakhand during the day. According to IMD, similar conditions will also prevail over Marathwada and West Madhya Pradesh today. The Met Department has forecast heavy rainfall at isolated places over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Assam, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.